Good morning, and this is Atiya Mirza with my podcast, iTouch. And again, with a new different topic that I talk every time I just heat up the microphone, and I think we should just always bring some positive thoughts to the listeners. Life right now is getting to normal, which is a new normal, of course, and we all are happy to be back. Spring after spring, we are in summer. Summer is beautiful. Where every round we see green, and we see like cool breeze. Sometimes it's hot, but anyways, it's a part of life. It's part of the nature. Mother Nature brings storm, bring rain, bring heat waves, and we enjoy all that. And we being thankful. With that, with what I was gonna share, the most important thing is having positive approach towards everything. I know we all say like time flies. Of course, time flies, and we are the one who are sitting on the glider of the time. And it flies, it takes us with it, our memories with it, our failures, our successes, our dreams, our destinies, our you know, sufferings, everything. It just flies. You know, I remember it's a Monday, and all of a sudden it's Friday, and it's in another weekend after the other weekend. But we have to remember that how to live our life. There was a quote I just read, and that just caught my eyes, touched my heart, and I always said, I touch, and when I touch, I want to bring it to my listeners. And it says like, dream as if you live forever, and then live as it's only today. It's beautiful. Caught my eyes, touched my heart, brought some thoughts to my brain, and I goes like, really? We should always just have dreams. Think big, do big. And with that big, don't be arrogant. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be a fob. Don't be mean to nobody. Big dreams, dream big, think big, do big means that you should be a mentor for somebody. Actually, I involve myself as well. We should be mentors to somebody. We should be guiding to somebody. We should be helping somebody. We should be like a hero to somebody. You can be hero to your own child. You can be hero to your coworker. You can be hero to your anybody. You never know. So it all like came to my mind that I wanted to share with my listeners that life is beautiful. Life has all kind of aspects, positive, negative. And it's unto us how we look. It's a window. And again, I know we all have our worries. We all have our stresses. But with those, if we just keep doing the therapy of our mind, that it's going to be okay. Things go bad. Things get better. And it's just like traffic signals. Red turns to yellow. Yellow turns to green. That's what the life is. Sometimes it's red. Sometimes it's yellow. Sometimes it's green. And go. So these were the thoughts, and I think we should always bring little things to practical life. Believe me, I just have a cup of coffee in the morning, a cup of tea in the morning, have like my 10 to 15 minutes. I'm not saying yoga, but it's a meditation to talk to your brain, and before going to bed, talk to yourself. It's a great therapy to yourself. It's great teaching to yourself and bring out the best that you are, and you are, and we are. Everybody has best and a little bit of bad, and it comes whatever we practice. And it's beautiful right where the window I'm sitting. It's the cool breeze. The trees are just dancing. And I can hear the sound of the cool breeze going through those leaves. I wish we all should sit down sometimes and enjoy the Mother Nature when it's enjoying and is giving us a holy, beautiful touch to our eyes. And that touched my heart. And I want to touch. Send this message to your hearts, to my friends. Thank you for listening again. This is iTouch, and this is my podcast, Atiya Mirza. Stay blessed, stay healthy, keep yourself always happy. You are the one who know yourself, and know yourself, and do the best for you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning from my podcast, iTouch. This is Atiya Mirza. Good morning, everybody. All my listeners must be having a great day, starting with the hopes and big dreams of the day. And wherever we are, we're going to start the day. Where I am right now, it's 6 in the morning. It's a beautiful day. Sun is coming out, and it's going to be hopefully a great day.
for having some picnics, maybe going at work with all the super duper, you know, excitement. Or if not, you might find excitement at work. So we should always be looking at the positive side of the day, positive side of the things. You know, the other day I was just sitting with friends and we were talking about what is negativity? Negativity, positivity. We will listen about it a lot. We read about it a lot. There are articles about it. Stay positive. Don't give, you know, your too much attention to negativity, because more we think about it, it comes to you. I think the more it comes with overthinking. It's my personal experience. I don't know what you think about it, but if you think overthinking sometimes bring us to the negativity of the whatever we are believing in, and then we forget almost what positive changes we can bring to it. The simple thought is, it's very difficult for some people to think that things going to be all right, and I know it takes lots of you know, belief and lots of you know, having things their way, what they're expecting, but it happens. We have to give some time. We have to give some, be patient for some time. And it comes. Not in every case, but 80%. If we stop thinking negative, to me, I think negative is when there is a cup of water, half. And we keep saying that it's half. How am I going to get it full? I wish it was full. But positivity at the same time for the same situation is you keep saying, I'm glad that the cup is not empty. At least it's half. And I'm going to make some effort to make it full, or I'm going to get some little bit more in it. So things happen the way we look at it, the way we think about it. Sometimes things that we're looking at with the different perspective of life, other people, other friends, anybody around you is not looking the same way. If the tree looks beautiful to me right here by my studio, I can see, and the grass and the bench and beautiful things around me, it might not be beautiful for everybody. So this is the state of mind, how we look at the things, how we think about the things, and we should help each other in this regard. You know, I always have very true and good friends that if sometimes we all, it's very natural, it's very common, and it's a human that we all get to, you know, flip-flop, you know, negative, positive, sad and happy. So sometimes if friends are helping you there, I think it's a great, you are blessed. It's a blessing having nice friends, or these days you see this podcasting, you can listen, you can hear anybody who's talking the things you really want to hear. And then it might make any change to your expectations, to your thoughts, and it might bring some great changes. So I would just recommend that sometimes when we all go through, I go through, and then my friends might be bringing positivity, bringing some happiness, bringing some, you know, beautiful things around them, talk around them, walk for them, hand over a book to them to read. You know, there's so many things in music. I just love music. Music is a therapy. Because if you think that some kind of music, classical music, jazz music, rock music, any kind of music can calm your thoughts down and brings some kind of soothing, you know, soothing kind of feelings to you, I think we should all go for that. It's also meditation to me. I believe that when I feel something through my experience, through this podcast, I just want to bring it to my listeners, and I really want people to be happy. I really want my friends to be happy, my family to be happy, and happiness comes within you. And as I always say, take care of yourself, you will start taking care of others. Start loving yourself, you'll start loving others around you. So this is a little thought, and I wanted to bring it through my podcast to my listeners. I hope everybody's having a great day and having a great hopes and dreams for the day, for ahead, whatever you're doing, students, workers, the office workers, and the teachers, and, you know, wherever you're working, if you're listening to me, have a great day, and keep smiling. Smile is priceless. Bye, and we'll have a new show next time. Bye-bye.